Dreamscape presents The Case for Open Borders by John Washington, narrated by Pete Cross. Preface. I like borders. Borders are places of connection, clash, and blend. They define cultures, languages, arts, cuisines, habits, by exhibiting, testing, mingling, and breaking their distinctiveness and insularity. Borders are where humans trade in goods, ideas, and beliefs. They are places of ingenuity, mezcla, neologism, and entrepot. Borders mark difference and possibility. As sites of beauty and definition, alloy and creation, they spark vibrant and unexpected harmony. Something only is what it is, as the philosopher G.W.F. Hegel put it, in its limit and through its limit. Infamously, however, regimes of crushing violence and dispiriting exploitation sully the creative and polyphonic potential of borders. As we deny, cast out, and crack down, we have turned our thresholds into barricades. Given the proliferation of such walling off of human beings, of human decency, and of human potential, how do we respond? A lot of people living in the world's borderlands experience what scholars refer to as a human rights encounter. In such an encounter, you meet someone who has crossed the border despite being legally barred from doing so, in which moment you're presented with a choice. You can help the person with water, shelter, or a ride, but if you do so, you risk being arrested, prosecuted, and even imprisoned. Where I live, in Arizona, within an hour of the U.S.-Mexico border, offering such help may constitute a Class 1 misdemeanor or a felony, carrying a fine of up to $1,000 and possibly months in prison. Or you can obey the law, do nothing, and take no risk. You decide. Not deciding isn't an option. Instead of encounters, it makes more sense to call these moments confrontations. Humanity confronting law. My first such confrontation, I've since had plenty of others, took place in the mid-2000s when I met with a young border crosser in distress in Southern California. A friend and I were driving down an empty road in the Anza-Borrego Desert, about 80 miles east of San Diego and 15 miles north of the border. The valley we were cutting through lies between the peninsular mountain range to the west, from which on clear days you could catch distant flashes of the Pacific, and the flat expanse of the Imperial Valley to the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?